31.
Item number 31, from the Senior Labor Relations Specialist, Labor Relations Division, Department of Human Resources, requesting ratification of the 2014 Memorandum of Agreement between Milwaukee County and the Federation of Nurses and Health Professionals for Non-Mental Health Board Bargaining Units.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. What you have for the Nurses Bargaining Unit is a tentative agreement that covers all other bargaining unit employees except those in VHD and community services. It covers approximately 60 employees in the sheriff's office, aging, family care, medical examiner's office. It's similar to the other contracts that you have adopted. A 1% wage increase effective February 10 of this year for those employees.
Move it up.
We have a motion to adopt. We also have a card to registering in favor, Jeff Weber from WFNHP, wanting us to support this. Any questions for Mr. Bow on this item? Supervisor Lipkin.
Yes, thank you. Just wondering what took so long or what the why this item. We're talking about raises that were in the budget and effective for April, and there wasn't anything else to negotiate. And why was the county exec sitting on it?
Well, the position that the county took was that the union had to recertify for 2014 before we would enter into negotiations with them. And what occurred was that there were five bargaining units that petitioned to recertify, and one of them did not. The nurses did recertify, and so at that point we started the negotiating process, which was actually about the middle of April. Okay, and then we had the question of the split with the mental health board nurses and the rest of the nurses, and the decision had to be made was as to how we were going to split the bargaining unit and come up with, and that's why we came up with two different contracts, one for the mental health board employees and one for all the rest.
Are they identical?
Yes. The contract for the mental health board employees will go to their August 28th meeting.
Now, if the mental health board chose to do something different, how would that work?
That's within their authority. If they would not approve it, we would have to get direction as to what they would approve and then go back to the union.
So let me, as long as we're sort of going down this path a little bit today, you are a Milwaukee County employee, right? And so now you have to go to mental health board meetings to the contract?
With the contract, yes.
Right. Okay. And you negotiate on their behalf? They don't have to get their own negotiator?
I took my direction from the county executive.
Okay.
At the time we negotiated, there was not, the mental health board had not yet met.
Going forward, is that your understanding how it'll happen, though?
I really don't know. I'm only here for 50 more days.
Oh, no wonder you cocky. I don't blame you.
Yeah.
Go ahead. And good luck with yourself.
Yeah. Thank you. I take it you're retiring. You haven't been given your 50-day notice.
It's calendar days.
Yeah.
September 12th.
Well, congratulations on that, and thanks for your service to the county. So we had a motion to approve this?
Yes. Move to adopt.
Okay.
Adopt.
Can you take the roll, please?
Supervisors Haas.
Aye.
Mayo.
Aye.
Romo West.
Aye.
Sorry, Schmidt.
Excuse me.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Bowen.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to recommend item number 31 for adoption prevails.
Supervisor Schmidt is excused for the rest of the meeting.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Can I be recorded as voting in the affirmative on item 29?
No objection, so ordered. The next item?